1st of July with Simon Parks, and we're beginning session one of a therapy session. And my work involves gentle relaxation, allowing the person to reach alpha state and also then access a deeper aspect of their being or higher self, and allowing them to access any conditions that need to be brought into balance or harmony. Often there are other memories and other scenarios brought into the frame as their body-mind system needs, but we'll see. So, we're going to begin. So, Simon, if you'd like to just close your eyes.
Okay.
And just feel, get yourself very comfortable physically. So feel that your hands, I'm just going to touch your arm, let's make sure your fingers are relaxed, everything's relaxed. I'm just going to put my hand on your shoulder for a moment, just to create a connection. And we're just going to breathe deeply, and we are going to intend that we're in a safe environment, that nothing but the highest good can permeate this energy field around us. And we ask that all that is for our highest good be brought through and any understanding that is needed. And we accept this as a sacred space, communication with your higher self and any other levels and energies that are important for you to interface with. So we're just going to focus on deep breathing. And breathe in through the nose to the count of four and hold it for a moment, and out through the mouth. And we're just going to breathe in again, the count of four, just easing the breath through the body. Hold it for a moment and then breathe out for four. And we're just going to do this a few times, just carry on breathing in and hold and release, and breathing in again. I'm just going to allow any tensions or anxieties to be released on the out breath, released into the light energy to be brought into balance. Breathing in relaxation and peace and a sense of well-being, and breathing out any sense of anxiety, any tension, any concerns, just letting go, feeling perfectly safe. And then just breathe your, bring your breathing back to a normal rhythm. And in your own time, I want you to scan your whole body as if you were looking at an X-ray or a radar or any other image that works.
I've done that.
And tell me if you're aware of any areas that need to be brought into balance today. Wherever they may be in the body, they sometimes will come as a memory, an emotional reflection. You might even get a twinge or a tingle. Or you might see it in a... is a symbol somewhere along the body or the organs. But just scan your body and tell me if there is...
All is clear.
All is clear. That's great. So I want you to breathe more deeply. Just take the breath deep into the soul mind. Just ask if there is anything that is important to bring to the surface of the memory today, in a safe and acceptable way. Just ask the question. You can ask it of your higher self or of those you know as your guardians. It doesn't matter. And just ask if there is anything that is useful for you to know. And I'm just going to scan your body myself. I'm just checking the energy field. And just have a look and see if there is any image, any sense of information that would be useful or helpful to you now. Sometimes it's located in a physical area that carries a memory, so you may get a sensing of that. just in your own time.
I'm just struck with an image of a red Indian.
Okay.
Face, male face, looks like a red Indian.
Okay, and what's your relationship to this person?
No idea at all. I've seen the person once before on a big viewing screen.
Okay.
And the person holds their fingers up and makes a sign of a pyramid. But that's all I know, and I've just seen that face again when you were standing over me.
Okay, so let's just focus on our friend, the Red Indian.
Yeah.
And just ask him. You can ask him anything you like for information, and ask him the meaning of the pyramid, the fingers.
Mm. Zoomed into the Eye of Horus.
Okay. And ask him if he can give you some understanding for that relevant to you today. Just tell me what you're seeing or sensing or feeling.
Somebody in a sarcophagus. It's not nice.
Can you see who it is?
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm. Just ask a question.
Oh. No name.
Okay. Just ask for your relationship to them.
It's being withheld.
Being withheld, that's fine. Mm. And you said it wasn't very nice.
Well, it's death. Someone dead in the sarcophagus.
Someone dead.
In the pyramid.
Okay. Do you know the circumstances?
No.
Is that interesting for you, or of interest for you to know?
Sorry, I already answered your question, though.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Ask the Red Indian, then. What is the... Why is this being shown to you? Mm. What is it you need to know about it?
Mm.
Okay.
Past life.
Okay. This past life, is this linked with you? Or is this somebody else?
There is a link, but I don't know who this person is.
Okay. There is a reason it's being shown to you.
Mm.
Ask for the understanding. Tell them you're ready to know.
Right. It's me.
Okay. That's fine. What is it about that lifetime that is useful and helpful for you to know about now, or that you need to heal?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. Sometimes in past lives we can bring through energies that need rebalancing, even though it's many years ago. Is there some element of understanding you need about healing for that entity as you were back then?
No, I'm being taught. This is a lesson.
Okay. Okay. And what would you like to do? Would you like to ask further of this situation? Fine.
I want to know.
Okay. So you're just going to stand back and observe, and you're going to let the scene unfold around you that brought that person as you were to that point. And all the time just asking for the understanding, and you can do that without any emotional overtones. You may have an understanding, but you do not need to delve into the emotional element if you don't.
I understand.
And whilst you're looking and asking, check in your own body, scan it again, please, and tell me if there is any point in the body or in the organ. It's clear. Thank you. Scan that body and tell me if there is any point that is not clear.
It's empty.
The body's empty.
Correct.
How is that for you? Is that okay? Is it fine for it to be empty?
Yeah, I have no feeling either way.
Okay, all right. Again, let's go back to the asking for understanding, please. Mm. Visualise that there are others coming into the scenario with you who are part of this situation, who have the answers. Ask them.
They don't have the answers.
Ask them who knows.
They say, you know. I know. I know myself.
Fine. How can you access the answers? Is there a block to your understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Where is the block?
My head.
Good. Right.
I can show you. Here.
Lovely. Okay. That's fine. So we're going to allow this block to...
It's hurting. It doesn't want this, but do it. Go for it.
Okay, that's fine. All we're going to do is to allow the block to develop its energy. So it's going to reach its fullest potential. And then I'm going to touch this part of your head, and then we're going to very gently open this point here on the psychic level, on the higher levels. And we're going to allow this energy to very gently move on out into the light to leave you clear and balanced. So we're just going to breathe in gently, and we're going to breathe into this point, and it's gently going to come out. And it's going to be a little bit like steam from a kettle or a smoke, and it's going to evaporate. And as it evaporates and as it comes out, it goes into the light to be rebalanced. And tell me if you have any difficulty with that.
It's fine.
Has it been completely cleared?
No, but it is changing.
Fine, okay.
It's not going, it's changing.
Okay, that's fine. Tell me if there is any root point there.
No, it must just dissipate like a lump of sugar into a hot cup of tea.
Okay, that's great. So we're just going to allow all the light around then to pour in. And to bring rebalance and understanding. Within this, you will have the understanding.
Yeah.
This beautiful, healing light rebalancing. It's re-establishing your link with this element of your past. One of the many levels, clearing the blockage. Oh, that's great. You can feel it moving through. Excellent stuff.
There are images now appearing in my mind.
Okay, so I just want you to tell me when you feel that has been completely cleared. And if you have any difficulty, you let me know. But in the meantime, I want you to tell me what images you're seeing.
It's a fire in the centre. And it's dark, and there are shadows being cast by figures from the fire. They are like dragons. These shapes. And it's a circle all around.
And where are you in the circle?
I'm not in the circle. That's the odd thing. I'm not in the circle.
Okay.
At the side of the circle. I don't think I'm in the middle.
Okay.
It's very difficult to... Because it's circular. And I'm having to move in my mind around... this whole circle. I'll just scan it. And there are odd faces. Odd faces. They're not human. They're not human at all.
Do you know where they are from? Are you familiar with them?
No, I don't. This is not pleasant.
Okay. You're completely protected. You're observing only. They have no power to hurt you or interfere with you. You're simply observing. So what is not pleasant about it?
Well, if you think of the archetypal face of the devil, that's what these got. but they're not the devil. It's not just very, very. They're red colour, and they've got scaly skin. Though that red might be the light of the fire, because the fire is throwing a sort of a reddy yellow light. But they're all in a circle.
How many are there?
Probably anything between 6 and 8.
Okay. And what is this to do with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Focus again on the third eye area. Mm-hmm. And just project from that point and just see if there is anything you need to know about this. There clearly is.
There's a small baby. Small child. And these beings are around it. They're not hurting it. They're being very gentle and loving to it.
So is this baby in the centre of the circle?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What other information do you have about this event that's taking place?
Just playing with the child.
And for what reason are they interacting with the child? What is...
Don't know.
What is their relationship to the child?
Well, no family. It's a safe place, this place. It's full of energies which will shield the child from those that wish to harm it.
Mm-hmm. Who is the child?
Me. Mm-hmm.
Is that this life?
Oh, God, no.
No. Was this the sarcophagus life?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the pyramid.
Ah. So these beings are with you in the pyramid of the baby? Okay.
Mm.
Okay. What is it from that experience that you need to realise for this timeline?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know I do.
All right, well, just put the question out telepathically to the beings and just ask that you'd like to know now. You'd like to know now what is there for you to understand about this relationship.
It says you are not human.
You are not human.
Mm.
Okay, so you weren't human in that lifetime?
No.
Do you know where you were from?
No.
Do you know what species you were?
No, I've got funny ears.
Okay, and what's the purpose of them with you being in the middle there as the baby?
To protect me.
To protect you.
Mm.
Okay. Just take your vision wider into the country as an overview. What is going on that you need to be protected? What is it? What are the conditions that are requiring your protection?
It's not physical fear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want me to go with them, to join with them.
So, in effect, am I correct in saying that they are placing you on the planet?
I don't know.
Earth?
I don't know.
Ask them, please.
Ooh. He's got a face on him.
Okay.
It's a tall, tall creature with very weird sort of skin or sails or spines or things coming out of him. and he's very, very tall. He's taller than the others. And
what colour is he?
It's red. It's odd because I can't be sure whether this is the lighting in this room or whether he really is red-skinned. And it's very odd. It's sort of a face that's a cross between a fish. It's really strange to describe this. A cross between a fish and a dragon. Mm-hmm. Between a fish and a dragon. There's no other way to describe this.
And what's your relationship to this being?
Well, saying that he's my father.
Okay. And where is he from?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you ask him?
Oh, no, there's some horrible, horrible images.
Can you tell me what they are?
They're not nice. I can tell you.
Okay.
Children being tortured, killed.
Where is this?
It's here on Earth.
Who's doing this?
They are.
These beings? And are they doing it at this time? Back in the...
No, they're showing me what my showing me my life. They're showing me what I should be, what I should become. This is the life that I am in. This is who I should be. This is my heritage.
Okay, and...
that's what I'm being told.
What is it about this, these horrible images? What is it?
Because I reject them.
Right.
I don't want to be that. I choose not to be.
Are they showing you these images because this is their way of life, or is it, and or is it?
It's their ritual and their ceremony and their culture.
Right.
It's not gratuitous violence. It's the culture, the ritual and the ceremony, and this is what they do, and this is what they stand for. And I am a part of that, and I should be taking part in it, and I am not with them. I should be with them, and they don't understand why I'm not with them.
Okay, let's just follow that line further through that life. And I want you to tell me what the consequences are for you then in that life of not complying to their ways, their cultures.
There are no consequences. They may not harm me.
Fine. So what I want you to do as a service is to visualize a blanket of light coming from the Godhead to those children and those conditions.
Yes.
And I want you to intend peace, healing and harmony. And then I want you to let that vibration go out to these parent creatures.
They don't like that. They say no, that it is this, our culture and our history must stand firm.
That's fine, we're not interested in their feelings at this point. We're going to do a job of bringing balance and healing to this part of life. And again, I ask you to send a blanket of light to them, whether it's accepted or not.
They accept it to the children, they don't accept it to them. They want the lives of the children eased, but they do not want to touch this light. The light is not for them.
I want you to stand in your power as a sovereign being. You're not interacting with them now from a cultural or soul level. You are accessing now your God self, and you are clearing this element of trauma by letting the light seep into every cell, every flower, every tree, everything that grows, everything that is inanimate. It is a global healing.
But this world was created by them.
It doesn't matter.
This is their world.
A global healing light is very gentle, and eventually it will seep into their very souls and teach them also a different way. This is part of the teaching. This is part of what we have to do in this life, is to bring balance.
They reject you.
I'm not interested in their rejection. They can reject all they like. You're going to stand firm in your sovereign self as you are. And you're going to command your own inner light. And like a sun, you're going to let your light shine into every part of the many lives that you've had and the many planets that you've been on.
This is true.
It is true. And when you feel that you have accomplished that, you can send loving energy out to these beings who...
I have tried.
Just let it be. You don't need their permission. You don't need their acceptance. You're just doing your role, fulfilling that. And when you feel that it is done to the degree that you can or are able, you send loving energy out to those children and you ask for forgiveness.
That is what I have done. That is the priority here.
And we just ask for forgiveness for all those souls that have been... traumatized. And we're now going to clear that trauma from one of the layers, or one of the many layers of the planet. And this is going to move right through into present day. Because you intended. And you're going to thank your fellow beings, as were, for the experience of understanding them and your life at that point. And just ask if there is anything else for you to know at that point.
Let's say I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready for what?
I've asked them, what else should I see?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
And they just said you're not ready yet.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Fine. Right, I just want you to allow your whole... being to be flooded with light. We're just going to rebalance, recalibrate, being peaceful and calm. And I'm just going to put my hand on your solar plexus. A little pressure and balance. Okay.
That's better.
Yeah. Okay. Well done. Brilliant work. Is there anything else you'd like to do today?
No.
Fine. So we're just going to breathe deeply. In for four. And I'm just going to put my hand on your heart and then the crown. And I'm just going to let the light stabilize into the cells, into the many lives, through into your sovereign self, drawing in the sovereign self, and breathing in strength, breathing in love. Put my hand on the side of your head. And very gently, just feel the light now moving out through the whole of the body, through the head, through the feet, grounding you. Hands on the shoulders. Thank you. check?
I have done. It's clear.
Everything's clear. Still keeping your eyes closed for a minute. Just let everything settle. Everything settle. Okay, if there is anything you want to say or you want anyone to say through you...
No, the shield has come up.
Okay.
There was an attempt to enter. Attempt to enter.
Nope, no attempt shield. Will be allowed. No attempts allowed. Stand in your sovereign self.
No, the defence has worked.
Fine.
The defence has worked.
Nothing is ever allowed.
But this wasn't the family, this was somebody else.
Okay.
It's not the family. The family wouldn't do this.
No, okay.
This is something totally different.
Do you need to?
No, it's fine. No, no. I don't even know, but the shield came up like a lot. Imagine you looked at a black piece of paper and then you covered it in tiny, tiny, tiny white dots.
Lovely.
And it's a shield.
Photons.
Right. Okay. It's a shield that's come up to prevent it coming through.
Excellent. Okay. Okay. Right, just keep your eyes closed, right? I just want you to go inward and just bring sense of peace to all the layers. I just want you to take a few moments for yourself to settle.
That was something. Oh, they're all worried about me now.
Who's they?
All of them. They're all coming.
That's funny, Tom.
They're just worried.
You're safe. Perfectly safe. Always will be. Always will be.
They're happy now, they're off.
Okay, that's fine. And how are you feeling now?
Fine.
Okay.
Very naughty of them.
Okay.
It's something that's been put in me from a very long time ago, just for this sort of thing, to prevent that coming in.
Excellent. And it worked.
It did. That's the first time I've ever had anything like that.
You've done a lot of work today.
It was fine.
Yes, it was. It was excellent work. Well done. You did what you had to do. Job well done. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Good. Well, just take your time, but when you're ready, we've come to the end of the session.
Okay.
I just want you to breathe into the light. Breathe into current time, current now. I want you to feel all of yourselves integrated, fully functioning in this dimension. Complete and whole and safe, as always. And feeling everything in balance, from the physical to nerves. Every single level. I'm feeling everything stabilized and strong. And just in your own time. Just in your own time, you can open your eyes and stay where you are.
I don't want to move yet.
No, no, no. Stay where you are.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, thank you. Whew. Thank you. Mm. Hello. The cat's very concerned for me.
Just relax.
Ah, fine now.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't bring any water in, but you need some water, so I'm going to go and get some.
Oh, okay, okay.
Leave me off mic. I'm just going to go and get some water.
Just, would you just put your hand on the black cat, because he's very, yes, very worried for me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's not tap water, is it?
No, no, definitely not. I'm still rolling my miles. How are you feeling?
Fine. Fine. I'm very annoyed at that attack there.
I think you went to an unexpected place.
Mm.
Because when you were saying that everything was clear, I knew it wasn't.
Mm.
It took a while for it to percolate through, but that's not uncommon.
Mm.
Because often we are screened from... I'm used to that.
Sure.
I'm used to recognising the screens, and it's just a matter of the frequency being right so you can access.
Mm.
But I knew there was some blockage up here going on. Mm. I could feel it.
Mm.
And there was something interacting down here, but often it's a seesaw.
All right.
Energy kind of thing.
Mm.
And that became very active at one point. Mm. Still a little bit active now, but it's just settling.
Okay.
You might find in the next 2 or 3 days, you might find yourself a little bit emotionally up and down. You might find yourself tearful. It's not unusual.
Mm.
Or you might find yourself euphoric. It can go the other way sometimes.
Mm.
But you will balance out. It will take 2 or 3 days.
True.
Well, often it's common, 2 or 3 days. So don't worry about that.
No, it's fine.
Drink plenty of water.
Pardon me. Mm. Yeah, it's just the attack was not from the creatures that I was seeing.
No, it wouldn't be.
That was a totally separate...
Yes.
And not corporeal, not physical body at all. It was just totally an energy field.
It was probably triggered by, because I do think that there are, you know, like code words or mind triggers of mind control people. I don't mean that you are mind controlled.
No.
I mean that it was programmed to react and to hone in like an Exocet missile.
Right.
To seek and destroy.
Right.
Because it's revealing, there's too much light.
Right.
Because you've gone on to another level, we've accessed another level of clearing the energy field of the planet, which is what we've been doing, which is great. And it's very interesting that you had that experience with those beings, and I'm sure that you'll get a lot more information as the days roll by if you're interested about you know, in inquiring about who they are.
It doesn't frighten me. It was just the faces were so archetypal, horrifying. You know, if you think of a horror Hammer horror film or something, that's exactly what it would be. And but the thing is that was the real faces. It's not a projection. That's just the way they look. That's just their faces. And it was most definitely in the pyramid. It was most definitely a fire burning near the middle, showing throwing the shadows around. But no way was I being harmed.
No, it was a baby.
You know, it was But the images I were being shown was to show me what they considered my culture or my history. This is, you know, this is the life you are into.
Hmm.
You know, hmm. And I didn't want that.
Yes.
And I'm not happy with that at all.
Yeah.
So that was interesting, but it seemed that the attack came as I was coming out. That's the point.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
Coming out of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I didn't understand because
it's like the little space between
right.
You know, it's I don't know how to describe it. I know it exactly what I mean, but you know, it's like a pause, slight pause.
Right.
Just in between frequency change.
Right.
And that
so
frequency
like that,
allowed
that
it. Yes,
gap,
you matched right. the frequency
I understand.
Triggered.
I understand.
And it allowed it to.
I understand.
But you're super.
It's incredible how it just. Boom.
Yeah.
Stop it coming through.
And that's great for you because then you know, no matter what you have to ever face, to whatever degree, at whatever depth or whatever height, you will always have that. Mm. I mean, you've experienced it now.
Mm. Interesting.
And it's also interesting because it's from an unknown source and area. But my feeling is that it's something that was triggered like a program.
Right.
And I'm sure that other people will have this experience of this kind of thing when they have traversed an immense light. Because had that been effective at that time, that would have shattered the work. That would have rained down on the energy that we'd just set.
Right.
It would have had a knock-on effect. It would have had a vibrational energetic effect.
Right.
Which would have upset the healing. I mean, nothing can really destabilize healing except that you can send a wobble.
Mm.
Down, which would then create an aberration, which is what this child hurting business and is all about. It's a misreading of the signs, and doesn't matter how long it's been in somebody's culture, it is a misinterpretation of what working with energy is about, and that's why it's crucial that we rebalance that. Because if we don't rebalance the healing of the innocence, then we can never become our sovereign self.
Mm.
So it was really important work that you did today, and well done. It was excellent work.
Well, I didn't think it was going to go down that route at all. I had no idea what it was going to
be. You never know.
I had no idea.
And what I always see in this work is that invariably the person has no idea about that element, no matter how versed they are or experienced they are in accessing their many levels.
Mm.
There's normally, because this work, the work I do, is about digging deep to find what is unbalanced, only to bring it to light to be healed.
Mm.
And we all have that within us at some many levels of our experiences.
Mm.
I mean, that's what this planet is about.
Sure.
It's about giving us an opportunity to correct things, to bring things into balance.
Yes,
and it's, you know, it's a work in progress.
Mm.
You know, it's sort of day by day and event by event that we have these opportunities. But we don't often get an opportunity to work at the depth that we've done today.
Mm.
You know, that's specific and particular
and
very important, because it's like the soul of the planet and the soul of the cosmos, because as we send out this ripple of light, whether it was accepted by those beings or not, it doesn't matter.
But the fact that they went to the children, that's important.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because once the children are healed and they are not susceptible to that, they won't have the vibrational energetic interaction to do that with the children, because there won't be a match.
Mm.
The children won't be victims anymore. They'll be a different frequency which won't interest the others.
Yes.
And so they will then begin to do things differently, because they will have to.
Yes.
And they will develop different cultures and what have you, and they will begin to learn eventually.
Yes, over time. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't matter how long it takes. The fact is that we make
it's
an
moving,
effort to.
Yeah.
Things are moving, and I think that's very important. So great.
Thank you. That was quite an experience, I'll tell you.
Yes, I knew.
Mm.
I could tell. And it's always interesting, because invariably there is always resistance at the beginning.
Mm.
Because when you work at this deep level, all amount of nefarious others who are not interested in the light being brought, you know, and anchored in, because that doesn't feed them. So when they get their cage rattled, they surely do send in the exocet, whatever it is, to.
Mm.
And this is where humanity always has the upper hand.
Yes.
because we are so amazing in our ability to be our sovereign self. So well done. Thanks,
just
Miles.
Just for the record, I felt really, I got the heebie-jeebies when you had your experience. A very, very strong feeling of something very powerful.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Good, well, I'm really pleased that's on there.
Yes.
Because that's what I want the truth out. I want it out. And, but I've never experienced that before, but I think that's because you see, you're not your average person.
No.
Right, that's a compliment. So it meant that it could happen. It could. The other guy who did his hypnotherapy wasn't strong enough. And he never got me through the door as he should have done. And I don't think I trusted him. So it only went to a certain level.
Yes, yeah.
But because I trust you, we went through to where God knows where. I have no idea where we went, but it wasn't it wasn't what I've experienced. But that attack, it was in a millisecond. It was so fast. And I recognised it for what it was.
Yes.
But I don't know who or where. But I recognised it as something that must not come into my body.
Yes.
Mustn't enter my body. But the thing I also knew was whatever happened as was placed in here very early on, deliberately
to shield
to do this. To do that.
Do you believe it attacked, or whatever it was attacked, just because you were just coming out and you were in a safe home, so your proverbial guard was down?
It wasn't actually down, but I know what you mean.
You were just almost on.
I don't know what it was that angered, why that attack was made. I don't know what
I know why the attack was made.
I don't.
Because of the work that you've just done.
Right.
Because it upsets their status quo. They want to have their feasting and their children. And, you know, we've set a different bar now. We've set a planetary different bar, believe it or believe it not. It will be more difficult from here on in for those entity types to take from the children. Because the work will permeate through, and it will also have, for want of a better term, a backlash energetically on them, because there will be an energetic interaction, whether they like it, accept it or not. I'm not interested in their point of view, but it is inevitable. We're all part of the God stuff. So too are they.
Yes, it's
and this is what they're doing, is an out of balance, inharmonious action, and the God stuff is not out of balance or inharmonious. It will not allow it, and it's time for balance. Time to take back the sovereign power. And when we have the children safe and protected, we are safe and protected. So you've done some monumental work. Well done. Excellent. And I'm sure over the coming days, if you're interested, you can ask your other mother for information. Or whatever, should you want to know.
It really is a difference here, because the mantid mother, one of the experiences that I've had, where they've shown me a box, a cardboard box, with a baby in it that's been dumped by its mother. The baby's fine, but it's been dumped, and there's a social worker. And the message in my head is, why do humans treat their children like this? So you've got the mantids, who don't eat flesh, who don't do that, and you've got this other group which do, and what's I think difficult for me is that I have a relationship with both, and yet they are so totally different in their outlooks and the way they deal with it, and that's really quite difficult, because you know you've got one set of rules with one group and a completely different set of rules with another group. So you've got to mind your P's and Q's with this one, but here you can be a little bit more you know, and that I think is quite hard, because you know I know that the agendas behind both groups to an extent, and so therefore I'm trying to
balance
and, you know, keep myself okay and work with them.
But this is part of your soul work.
I don't know.
I can tell you it is.
I don't know.
It is, otherwise it wouldn't be occurring.
No, it is fascinating, it really is.
And you will be fine, there will be no lash.
I'm not
lash
at all worried, I really am not. I mean, I've been told time and time again by Mantin Mum, for want of a better word, what they've actually said.
Well, she'll have known what's going on.
Oh, yeah. She's said to me many a time, nobody may hurt you, nobody may harm you, nobody may restrain you on pain of death.
Mm.
Not my death, their death. Mm-hmm. And that's why even when they've done things, they've said to me, you know, can we do this or can we not do this? So for that attack, that is going to upset.
Mm.
That's going to upset the balance, the balance of power, which is not a bad thing because they'll turn in on each other. That'll actually make them.
What it has done is it's set us a new set of parameters, and that'll take a little bit of getting used to because they're not used to having their power challenged.
That's true, and I mean, after that happened, and then there was a presence. Say presence in the room. I don't mean there were figures in the room, but they were coming to check because they weren't at all happy.
Mm.
And once they checked that everything was fine, off they went. And
yes.
And now I'm wondering now how that is going to affect my relationship with them in the future. That's now what I'm wondering.
Mm.
What the relationship will be. So that will be a very interesting thing to follow through.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have enjoyed today. It was remarkable. I had no concept that that's what would happen. No concept that could happen. I've learned something new today because there's something in me that isn't controlled by anything that just says nope, not having that, and pushes it away. And that's lovely to know that every human, I guess, has got that.
Mm.
You've just got to believe in yourself and trust that you know that will happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for that, Joanne. That was. Well, it was quite good.
You're welcome. That's the end of the session.
Thank you
for Miles.
Yes, thank you, Miles.